new book from Wisconsin's Supper Club Guru takes readers through dozens of restaurants in all corners of the state and beyond. Ron Faola has written several books about Wisconsin supper clubs. As a filmmaker, he created Wisconsin Supper Clubs and Old Fashioned Experience. His newest book, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, One for the Road, sees the author chronicling his trips to 45 restaurants, including six outside of the state. Ron Faola joins us now. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob. Glad to be here.
Now, this is your fifth book on supper clubs in and around Wisconsin. You've done some documentaries as well. Why are supper clubs a subject you love to keep coming back to?
Well, it's become a new career for me over the years, and I just really enjoy supper clubs. And when I did the movie, it kind of snowballed and things took off, and I got the book offer, and people liked the book so much, they asked for a second one. And so, just kind of kept going.
What is a supper club, right? How do you define it? What is the line between that's a restaurant over there, that's a supper club over here?
Yeah, that's the great big question. To me, you know it when you see it. But some of the elements are, it's family owned. The family often lives on the premises, so you're in their home. And that means that they have kind of different hours than maybe a chain restaurant. They're not open every day of the week. When they go hunting or fishing, they put a sign on the door, see you next week kind of thing. The food is made from scratch. Sometimes the recipes are family recipes handed down over the generations. But, the food is American cuisine, steaks, chops, seafood, fish fry on Friday, prime rib on Saturday.
And it seems like part of the story with supper clubs is, yeah, they're going to be tourists maybe in from out of town, but it's also a place where if you go to your local one, you might run into your neighbors maybe every Friday or Saturday.
Absolutely. It's a community gathering place. So you'll see, like you say, your neighbors, or you'll make new friends at the bar. I find supper club bars are the most friendly places to strike up a conversation with somebody you don't know.
And I think sometimes people might think of supper club as, all right, it's an old thing. It's kind of a relic from the past. And going through your newest book, yeah, there are some with, 100-year history, but also people are opening up new supper clubs or taking the old ones and putting new twists on them. This, as I'm reading your books anyway, this seems like a really live tradition, right? It's something that's growing and changing over time.
It really is. There are so many new supper clubs that have opened and are opening between last year and this year. It's really incredible. And the, supper clubs that have been around for a long time, like you say, some have been reopened or people are, their kids are taking over and they're keeping it going. But the popularity of supper clubs is driving that right now. And there's places that are even now calling themselves a supper club just to get more business.
You mentioned there are some standard menu items. A lot of places have their own twists. Do you have a favorite order? Like you're trying a new supper club and you've got to try the blank. What is that?
If I want to, if I'm not sure of what I'm going to get, I'll usually go for prime rib or New York strip steak. If I see shrimp Dijon on a menu, I usually order it because I really like it. And you don't see it too much, especially north of Madison. It's a Chicago recipe and it's quite unique.
And you say you've tried some odd foods over the years at some supper clubs, including chicken gizzards at the now-closed Schaefer's Supper Club by Krivitz. What are some of the more off-the-beaten-path foods you've had at supper clubs?
Well, I had deep-fried turtle, which was actual turtle meat, not a soup.
Not the shell.
No shell. No. It had a bone in it. That was kind of off-putting, but... It was at the Three Mile House in Hazel Green, and they actually catch them in the Mississippi River. And I think it was on Wednesdays was their turtle day. And now they're doing it again, featuring turtle. And so that was pretty interesting. And yeah, the chicken gizzards, Wasn't a big fan of those. Although I went back a year later, and they gave them to me cold, and they weren't so as bad as they were when they were warm. But
now, one of the new supper clubs highlighted in the book is McGregor's Blink Bonnie, a tiny supper club, you write, in St. Germain in the Northwoods, new to your series, I should say. What makes that place special?
Well, McGregor's is a really small, like you say, a real tiny dining room in there and bar. And so people stand in line for hours waiting to get in. So that first group of people that get in and get the first tables are pretty lucky. And no matter what the weather, people are outside waiting to get in line. And they're known for their steaks and their kind of surf and turf. They used to do fried chicken, but they got rid of it because it took too long and nobody ordered it. So they're known, they come out and their steaks are on sizzle platters. So not only will you see it, but you'll hear it and smell the sizzle platter as they walk through the dining, the bar into the dining room. And I have the photo of the server walking through and the steam's coming up, and it's a great, great place to go.
And I qualified new to your book because you tried one time in the past. You wanted to interview the then owner, and what happened?
Yeah, I went in actually for supper on my own, and I was working on the second book or first book, I don't remember, but I was in the Minocqua area and I drove over there. And after the meal, I asked the bartender, I heard the owner was in the kitchen cooking, and asked if he would come out because I wanted to put him in my book, and he wouldn't come out and talk to me. So, and then when I talked to his sons for this book, they said, yeah, that's Dad. He just was, you know, concentrating on working in the kitchen there.
And I love that. Seems like classic Wisconsin supper club. Yeah. Hey, your club could be featured in a new book. Busy cooking.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm too busy cooking. Yeah.
We are talking about supper clubs in and around Wisconsin with Ron Faola, author of 5 books on supper clubs in Wisconsin. His latest is called Wisconsin Supper Clubs, One for the Road. Well, let's get back on the road now to Cashton. You highlight the Badger Crossing Pub and Eatery in the Driftless region. You say it's pretty different than a lot of the supper clubs you've visited. Paint us a picture.
Well, yeah, the inside is cavernous. You don't notice it from the outside, but there's the bar area. There's a 2-story ceiling, and there's a balcony above the bar too, and another bar upstairs. But it's real interesting. So they have this dining room in the front, and just they make a lot of pizzas, and but they also have a good salad bar, and they have the, you know, steaks and seafood. And I think on one of the nights they have burger night, so they feature kind of a burger with different toppings. And I just really had a good time when I was there. And I was meant to drive back that night, which I did, but I was kind of wishing I could have stayed around and spent the night in the area and hung out a little bit more at the bar.
And this, I mentioned, and we've talked about some are newer than others. This one just about 20 years old. What's the little bit of the story behind this, the Badger Crossing?
Yeah, they the couple that own it, Tim and Deb, they got it. And it has an actual really long history. It was a opera house at one point and a department store. And Cashton is an interesting town that's kind of up on a hill overlooking the valleys below in the Driftless area. And so it's a lot of farms and things, and the downtown isn't real huge. And again, it, you know, Badger Crossing is a gathering spot for the community, and it was real friendly and nice, and they have a really good atmosphere.
And when people think supper clubs in Wisconsin, they'll often connect it to the Prohibition era. And you say the Union Hotel in De Pere shows that influence. The building goes back before Prohibition. Tell us a little about the Union Hotel.
Right. Yeah. It's to me, it was like going back in time because of the dark wood paneling and the beautiful dining rooms that are different decorated differently. And the bar, the nice big bar area with some tables, and the family that runs it has been there for generations, going back to almost day one. And the food is incredible. The just everything about it. And on top of that, it's a hotel. So there are rooms available upstairs. And they told me when there's a Packer game in town, they fill up. And we actually walked through all the rooms that were open. And they have a private dining room upstairs that used to be the owner's bedroom. So it's pretty interesting all around.
When I think of supper clubs, I don't have the experience that you do with them, but I've been to some. And one of my favorite things over the years was the relish tray, right? The veggies, pickled veggies, maybe cheese spread. It varies from place to place. But you write that the relish tray is becoming more and more a thing of the past. What's happening?
Well, the complimentary relish tray is a thing of the past. Ah. What they're doing now, they've moved it to the appetizer menu. So you're going to pay anywhere from a couple dollars to almost 30 from what I've seen on menu. So it gets, you know, maybe it's no longer, I mean, it's still maybe a relish tray, mm-hmm. but if they start adding sausage and deviled eggs, and then it's something else. But, you know, some places like the Duck Inn and Delavan, they charge, I think it's $2, and you get a real nice tray or dish of vegetables and dip. And to me, that's perfect. That makes you commit to it. You know, you're not going to, because that's the reason why they stopped doing the complimentary relish tray, was people weren't eating them and they were throwing the food away.
Gotcha. Oh, I don't mind paying a little bit for a good relish tray. What are some of your favorite things to show up on a relish tray, whether or not you're paying for it?
Yeah, well, you know, I like the carrots and celery, but maybe a pickle, black olives, nothing too fancy. If I'm not worried about talking to people, I'll have the green onions, you know. but, you know, whatever, just something healthy to snack on while you're trying to pick out the big cut of prime rib that you're going to have.
Now, you are mainly focusing on Wisconsin here. You've got some in the new book just across the border from Wisconsin. What led you to include our neighbors? Very generous of you. But what led you to bring them into the game here?
Well, in 2024, on my website, wisconsinsupperclubs.com, I have a club list where you can look up all the supper clubs in the state. And I decided to research and add supper clubs that were in our neighboring states. And so for this book, I decided it would be nice to go just over the border so it wasn't too long of a drive for anybody coming from Wisconsin to visit some of these supper clubs that are like what we have here. And so it turned out that, you know, there's two in Illinois, one in Iowa, and three in Minnesota.
Now, of course, part of the supper club experience you mentioned is the bar part of it for the most part. And the old fashioned, the brandy old fashioned is the characteristic drink. Do you have any favorite twists on the old fashioned that you've encountered, whether it's in the new book or just over the years?
Yeah, I had a Southern Comfort old fashioned.
Oh, so cool old fashioned. I've had that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm not a really big bourbon fan, but at the Jackson Grill in Milwaukee, when Heidi Schmidt and Jimmy Jackson owned it, Heidi made me a bourbon old fashioned that had a different flavor to it. And she said, well, I don't, you know, even if you don't like bourbon, you're going to like it. And I really did enjoy it. But in a regular brandy old fashioned sweet was what I normally order. Mm-hmm. I like blue cheese olives.
Ooh, that sounds like a good touch.
Yeah.
Now, Ron, as we wrap up, for people who haven't checked out Wisconsin Supper Club tradition, can you give a little pep talk to go and check out one either near them or next time they're on the road?
Yeah, go to my list on wisconsinsupperclubs.com. And the state is in the five regions of the book, plus then the Midwest neighbors. And if you're going to be in a certain region, like the Southeast or Northwest or whatever, you can look up places to go, and there's a map that is on there as well, and it gives you all the information you need, their address you can click on their name. It'll take you to their website or Facebook page and explore, enjoy.
Ron, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Ron Faola has written several books on Wisconsin supper clubs. His fifth one, Wisconsin Supper Clubs One for the Road, is scheduled to be released on September 8th.